Coming up like a flower. Coming up. Yeah, yay. Today's podcast is sponsored by Paul McCartney.
Check out Paul McCartney, Welcome to Egypt Station.
Hey, Paul McCartney put out a new album this week.
He did, yeah.
I actually listened to it.
Yeah.
I listened to the first three tracks, which were available on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Weird that, like, one of the songs was like a 2018 pop song.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking surreal because it's like what's on the radio right now.
Yeah.
But you're listening to it just being like, yeah, it's like a 2018 pop song. And then it hits you like, this is the guy that wrote Yesterday. This is the guy that wrote I Want to Hold Your Hand.
This is a guy who is like 77.
Yeah, and it's just like a 2018 pop song. Yeah. Like,
it's produced by the guy who used to be in Bird and the Bee. And he wrote a bunch of he did a bunch of shit for Adele.
Yeah, he wrote Hello. He wrote Hello.
That's why it's so contemporary.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was actually one song. God, and I wish I only heard it once, and I wish I could remember the
name
of it.
I've heard this album a billion times, so I can tell you.
There's one song that fucking shreds. There's one song that is like really kind of quirky and interesting musically.
Was it Back in Brazil?
Yeah, it might have been. It has kind of like the chanting to it and like the breakdown. Yes!
Yeah.
I love that song!
Yeah, that song rules. That's my favorite song on there.
Rules! Okay, cool.
That's my favorite song, and then there's one called Despite Repeated Warnings.
Yeah.
And it's...
I haven't heard that one.
It's about Paul... That song, it's an epic.
Really?
And why it's... And it's about... He talked about it. It's about he's hit his limit with all the people... fighting the environmental stuff.
Oh, shit.
And so he's like, look.
Oh, fuck.
He said, look. What? And so the song gets like, it's slow. It's despite repeated. And it's about the captain, you know, isn't listening to the crew, you know, whatever. Uh-oh. And then it gets like, duh. How do we do it? Lock him up and throw away the key.
Really? Lock him up and throw away the key?
It really is.
Dude, you know.
Bold stance.
You know who that's about.
Well, he in the song, he's just talking about the captain of the ship. Who is that? You don't know. He doesn't say.
Yes.
It could be about the Titanic. Why are you heading towards the iceberg?
All you flat earth people out there, you just pissed off a beetle.
Oh, I heard someone said the earth is flat, you know. Up. What are we going
to
do?
I said to you, get the fuck out of here.
Howard Stern.
Like, when you're in the public eye, people are going to get mad at you. So politicians have people mad at them. No matter what side of the aisle they're on, someone's going to be mad at you. Go ahead. Not who?
John McCain.
Okay, there was the
if
one.
If you said, if you had any beef with him, you're an
asshole.
Yeah,
you got me.
Got
you. But, you know, I feel like, wouldn't it be a bummer if you're, you know, in politics and then, like, Paul McCartney hates you? It's like, ah.
Yeah, you? I'd be like, fuck, I got your playlist.
I must have fucked up if Paul McCartney doesn't like me. That means that's on me and not him. That's what I would assume.
I would find a way to be okay with it.
Mm.
I would think something like, you know, God still loves me. And then I weigh him. You know, God, Paul McCartney, I got the winner back
there.
Here's the thing. Only one of those is real.
Oh, please. That's okay. That was fucked up.
Because Paul McCartney died a long time ago. Theme song!
Fuck that.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman, lonely horseman.
You know, I've actually been thinking.
Yeah?
For the first time in my life, we could use a new theme song.
You think Lonely Horseman? Well,
really?
On the edited version, it changes.
You don't think we could use a new theme song?
On the edited version, it is different every week.
You know what's crazy is we've used that theme song on our live. You know, we change it on YouTube all the time, but here on the live stream, people still hear it every week. What's funny is it's been a solid 12 years of that, and I ran into the guy who performs that song. Uh-huh. He's a former Aquabat, and I saw him at a show just a couple years ago and told him about that song, and he was like, what? You? Where did you find that? He didn't even know. Over a decade of using song, and it didn't even occur to him. But
I think this is
maybe we could, you know, who knows?
Let's use another deep cut Aquabats B-side.
Yeah.
I've been like workshopping a potential theme song off the top of my head, inspired by like Ozzy Osbourne. I could perform it, you know, audition it for you guys.
Yeah, you want to do it now?
If you don't mind.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
I'll be Paula.
Okay, it starts with like a cool, heavy, like guitar riff.
Okay.
Mega 64 is around you. And you know they'll have some fun. They're gonna do a funny podcast. And you know you might be on the run. Mega 64, the Mega 64. Do do do, Mega 64. Do 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 do.
Yeah.
That was
okay.
All right, we'll use that as a theme song.
Anybody out there with any musical talent, go ahead and remix that. Make it like a studio version. That's not on us, that's on you. You make it, and then we'll use it.
Because I was thinking before you did that theme song, like, the irony is that on the edited version, we should just leave Lonely Horseman this time because we talked about it.
Let's do it. We'll do that.
Well, yeah, you send it off.
Now you can.
Now there you go.
Yeah, and so that's ironic. Yeah.
You can use my original take on the Mega 64.
Who should they email? Skrillex is out there. He's going to remix it. Who do they email?
Podcast@mega64.com.
Send us your remixes.
Hey, will you guys shut the fuck up?
Sorry.
Sorry.
I had more thoughts on Paul McCartney to share.
No, I didn't mean to. Sorry, that was rude. Okay. I shouldn't have come out there like that. I've just been nervous.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm going to just like kill the mood of this whole podcast, and I feel really bad about it.
I know what's coming.
You know what, Rocco? You have been really busy, and I was going to think that you should take it easy.
I'm sorry. I feel bad, but Joker update.
No, shut the fuck up.
I mean, it was like Batman did it.
Look at him. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
But,
Wait, real quick.
That's so funny.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Frank made a really good point. This past Saturday, yesterday, in fact, was Batman Day.
Batman Day.
Which is, according to Batman lore, yesterday was Bruce Wayne's birthday. That makes me happy because it means me and Bruce Wayne are both Libras.
Which
makes perfect sense. Batman's a Libra.
Not to be the Debbie Downer, but it should be Bruce Wayne Day. Batman Day, I feel like that's the day his parents were killed and he decided that's when that changed everything. His path has changed.
All right, well,
that's the day his parents died.
You're negative. I'm positive. You know, I say celebrate the birthday. You say celebrate the day both parents were murdered.
But that was the birth of the child. Batman.
Okay, shut up, everyone.
Sorry.
Sorry, Rocco.
So I don't know who's editing this podcast when it comes to it goes to YouTube.
Bruce Wayne.
But you're going to have a lot of work to
It'll be Alfred.
Okay, it's going to be a lot of work because I don't even know how to describe this, but Jared Leto is not you're going to have to replace every instance of Jared Leto and replace it, do After Effects, whatever you have to do. To replace it with Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix is playing the Joker in a new Joker film. You're finally going to get I know everyone's been asking for it, the backstory of the Joker. You're finally going to get it.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix is playing the role. This was announced back in July, and but we never talked about this on here. But Joaquin Phoenix is taking the role. It's going to be directed by Todd Phillips, who did The Hangover, so he's equipped for the Joker origin film. But in case you're wondering why Joaquin Phoenix wanted to play the role,
I would love to know why.
He said he took a lot of time and consideration to pursue it, and he's going to do this role because, and this is a quote, it scares the fucking shit out of me.
Oh, he's already playing the role. He's already doing it. He fucking took that torch.
And by the way, it's so scary. It's too juicy of a role.
It's haunted.
The fact that they're going to give him millions of dollars to play a clown
Yeah.
The money had nothing to do with it.
That scares the fucking shit.
It's all about the fucking fear, the character feels.
I just love that every next person who plays the Joker feels a need to further play up this fucking rot, like,
yeah,
heinous
they pretend
misery.
It's real. They yeah. pretend it's real.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I just love it. I'm glad.
You know, it's a cartoon.
You know, social media wasn't what it was when Heath Ledger was a Joker.
I disagree. It's better.
Yeah, I'm better than ever.
It was better than
Sure. But my point is that, like, it wasn't like now everyone's on Twitter all day. That wasn't really the case back then. And people were pissed on, like, message boards and stuff like that. But it wasn't like so in your face, so many articles every second. Do you think that he would have been like this had it, like, if he'd been the Joker now?
I think he would have
just played
hard
the fucking
and done
part,
it.
Right?
But we'll never know. I'm glad Heath's dead personally because now we have a good movie coming. And anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is that was all kind of news over the past couple months. Mm. Today, you could put this up on Tuesday, but
sure.
The first image of, are you ready for to see Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker?
Yeah, the Joker? His Joker face?
So this is the first image. Now, it's origin of
very
the Joker.
Scary.
So that's kind of the first image.
Can we get a close up on that, Kev?
Yeah, you know what's so crazy?
Whoa, it's kinda, look at that.
Kind of crazy.
That's the face of the killer. It's crazy. Just could be the guy next door, could be anybody.
It's kind of nuts to see a version of the Joker without the tattoos.
It looks just like his inherent Vice character, but older.
It looks like Joaquin Phoenix.
It's the Joker.
The Joker looks like Joaquin Phoenix now, guys. It's real weird.
So it's kind of crazy.
Anyway. I saw, you know, there was speculation in the, what would you call it, the nerdosphere online. That's a good name for it. Where people were speculating how this Joker fits in with the Jared Leto Joker. And I saw a tantalizing theory that Jared Leto was actually portraying what we can refer to as a poser Joker.
Oh.
And Joaquin Phoenix, the real Joker, has come to reclaim his mantle.
I don't think
from
the
poser
quotation marked that. Jared Leto was the poser
Joker,
because that was fucking lame.
I heard a rumor too that after Joaquin Phoenix is gonna, like, fall into, like, a vat of chemicals, that they were considering maybe when he comes out, it's Jared Leto.
What the fuck?
I'm not joking. I read that. It sounds like something I made up. I really did read that rumor.
How old is fucking Joaquin Phoenix and Jared Leto? Aren't they both over 40?
I think you might be surprised.
Yeah, really? Because Joaquin Phoenix has aged pretty hard.
Jeez.
Well, you know.
Like, you're one to talk.
What?
You know what I say to that comment, Sean?
What?
Phoenix is 43?
43. Joaquin Phoenix, 43.
So he's younger than
Jared Leto. Is 46. Yeah, what fucking Jared Leto's older now. Pass the torch to the young blood.
I told you.
Wow.
So, hey, people in the chat. Hey, shouts out to the chat. You guys actually pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
They are informing me that Batman is a Virgo, not a Libra. Breaks my heart a little bit because, you know, my bitchiest ex-girlfriend was a Virgo. So I'm going to have to meditate thoroughly on what I think of Batman from this point on. So,
oh, shit.
Thanks for ruining one of my favorite fictional characters for me for all time. Chat, appreciate it.
I just can't believe that Joaquin Phoenix is younger than Jared Leto. That's fucking crazy, you guys.
Who is the celebrity that you were most surprised to learn their age? Because I'll say for me personally, I mean, that is kind of a surprising thing, but sometimes that happens. So it's not the most surprising, I guess. But for me, it was M.I.A.
From
Paper Planes.
I thought she was like 22.
Yeah, when that song came out, Paper Planes, she was like in her early 40s.
Yeah, she was like 43.
And that was like a decade ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how old she is now. But
you know, I guess Sia... Because you hear the music and it's like, oh, pop star. And you find out she's older.
I thought Sia wrote for, like, a lot of, like, Britney Spears type stuff back in the day. I thought I heard that.
Oh,
she wrote a lot of pop songs.
John Stamos, the handsome devil John Stamos, is like in his mid-50s. He was like a guy my age.
I saw him in person at D23. He was hot.
He looks better than half the people on this podcast.
I'll admit, all of them. Let's say all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
not
the good
Frank.
Not Frank. This is the good looking.
Not Frank. Frank is so
I'm
young.
I'm on the show.
I mean, we got Frank and Brian here. I'm not gonna say John Stamos is better than all of us.
Sure. Hey,
mercy.
I think what?
A lot of people in the chat are saying, and this is another one too. It was Pharrell. When I found out he was in his 40s too, that was at a time where I thought he was 25. I mean,
we're talking about human beings.
You know who
eternal vampires
surprises me still is Harrison Ford. Like, okay, yeah, he's older, but he's like, he's really old.
Yep,
he's very old. He's gonna die soon.
Damn.
Bummer.
Yeah. Whoa, Sean.
Yeah.
You're seriously negative tonight.
Did he cut you off in traffic or something?
He's gonna die soon.
I'm bringing that
Harrison
up.
Ford. I love the actor.
I know I've probably brought this up before, but still my favorite insult lobbed in a car situation. There was a parking lot. We were filming something by the water, and we were leaving the parking lot, and some woman, like, what happened? Like, was about to hit you or something.
I have no idea.
I don't remember what it was, but
it
just
you're gonna die.
And I was like, and she was getting closer, and it was like, Sean, honk your horn. Sean, honk your horn. Sean, honk. And Sean didn't honk. And then she went off, and Sean looked so pissed. And I was like, why didn't you honk your horn? And Sean went, you know what? She's gonna die someday.
Yeah,
and I just was like,
I don't remember.
He's got a point. I mean, no denying it.
Fucking got her.
That was just a road rage on a level I'd never seen. You know what? She's gonna die someday.
Something you'll always have above her.
That's right.
That's
not
a good
me,
point.
Baby.
Yeah.
We have hanging from a video forever ago. We did that thing Harrison Ford dead newspaper clipping.
Yeah.
We have it hanging in our office.
Oh yeah.
And I see that, and I think like, you know, yeah, it's getting up there. That is going
to
happen.
We'll have to reprint those once.
And then there will be a day I will be at this office and I'll go, it happened. Today was the day.
You
and I'll be
what?
Sad. I'll be bummed out. Yeah.
Flip side. This is how I see the poster.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford dead. I go, not today.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another beautiful day. Me and Harrison
Sorry.
Sharing the world.
Sorry, Reaper.
I also think.
Suck it, Grim.
I think about how we left that newspaper in that stand,
oh my God.
It looked real.
and in the vicinity of when we were like packing up, people kept walking by the newspaper machine, going, "Oh no, oh it's fake."
They would like check their phone, like, "What? No, what?"
Yeah, it goes to show you, people would be bummed when Harrison.
We should do another skit called "Fake Newspapers."
Yeah,
where we just print up ridiculous shit. And stick it in the newspaper box.
Okay.
Kids don't even know what a newspaper
just
is.
Just film people's reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly kids won't react.
But these gullible adults.
Yeah, but elderly dumb fucks
probably
still buy these
fall
things.
Over with a heart attack.
They buy these fossils every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy sketch.
We put something in there, you know, that'll freak out the old people. Like, you know, I don't know. We'll have a brainstorming session.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Maybe some good shit.
We'll put.
Don't put on the spot,
people.
Guys.
We'll put Lawrence Welk is dead. Is he dead?
Oh.
Is he alive or dead? I actually don't know.
I think he's dead.
All right. Well, we missed the boat on that
Fuck,
one, but
that
we'll get him next time.
That would have been good.
You know, we'll get right to work on the next one.
We'll put fucking like Murder, She Wrote canceled.
Yeah.
They'll freak out. You know.
Yeah,
like,
they'll freak. They'll go, no.
What year is it? 1992?
My grandma still thinks that's on.
Exactly.
So, you know.
They're so
crazy. Angela Lansbury's
so
still
crazy.
Kicking it, though, dude.
Is she?
Oh, dude, she sang.
Yeah,
they did something for Beauty and the Beast, like, not that long ago, and she came. Nobody expected it, and suddenly, boom, kicks the fucking doors open, and, you know, tale as old as time. And it's like, how old is she?
92.
She nailed it.
Hey, you know,
I'm really not
Dick
joking.
Van Dyke? He's like.
He's in his 90s.
That's. Hey, if you get to your 90s, God bless you.
He,
that's amazing.
When it was.
92.
When he did the
60th. They should battle it out.
Yeah.
I put them in the Thunderdome together. Only one 92-year-old allowed on Earth.
when they did the Disneyland 60th anniversary, I think. I mean, Dick Van Dyke came out and did the routine from Mary Poppins. Like, he fucking sang and danced that number. And they asked him, they were like, how are you 92 and able to do all this? And I've heard this time and time again. Anytime there's someone this old doing this much, they say the same thing.
Sex.
Banging.
No. Grow up.
Sure. No, he said, I never stop moving. I have dance lessons every day. I don't sit around.
Huh.
And that's it. It's like, yeah.
You gotta keep
like,
going.
Yeah, you just gotta keep moving.
There's a filmmaker I love who's in his 90s. He takes a walk every single afternoon in Central Park, New York.
You
just constantly have to keep working.
I hear that Dick Van Dyke can still trip over the ottoman like a motherfucker. So if you got one, you see him walking down the street, just throw that shit right in front of him. He'll do the bit.
My grandpa.
Still spry as a young chicken.
My grandpa's 85. He goes golfing every day, and he refuses to use a golf cart. He'll like take his bat with him and he'll walk around. That's his thing. So yeah, I'm with you. Dick Van Dyke and my grandpa, the same person.
They're on the same family.
Guys, we've been talking about old people. Sorry. Let's do something what old people are afraid of. Video games. Nintendo Direct happened. That's what all the gamers in the chat want to hear about.
It did happen. Rob and I watched it. And Kevin. We watched it live. I hoped so bad that what's that dog? Isabel? Isabel from Animal Crossing. Oh. When they showed that, I'm like, please be in Smash Brothers and don't be a game. That would make some people so fucking pissed. She was in Smash Brothers, and then the internet was pissed for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. They did a mislead where everyone thought they were going to announce a new Animal Crossing on Switch. Everyone has been asking for that. Mm. And they showed all the Animal Crossing stuff, and then it was that cheese in Smash Brothers. No. So for about 2 minutes, everyone was so mad. And then they went, and also Animal Crossing on
Switch.
Switch. Nintendo would never do that. You know, just in our personal experience with Nintendo, they were so careful not to upset their fan base.
Yeah.
Even in working with us on our video, they would be like, what kind of music are you going to use? Oh, wow. Ooh, you can't use that track because that will cause people to think this, and then they'll think this, and that might upset them. And they were like three levels ahead of us.
It was weird because when we make a video, we kind of have that in the back of our head a little bit. But they're talking to millions and millions of people, and they're like, people are going to dissect everything. So you actually use a Star Fox sound effect. And we don't have a Star Fox thing, so you cannot release that sound effect because people think that.
Well, it'll be like, you use the Metroid gunshot. People might think there's a new Metroid coming out. And we're not working on that, so you're not allowed to use that.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember, to get specific, now we're going off on a tangent here, but if I remember specifically, it was right before they were going to announce a new Star Fox on Wii U. It was, what was that one, Star Fox Zero? They were about to announce it, and I put Star Fox music in our video, and they were like, we're about to announce something with Star Fox, and we don't kind of even want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. But they said, I swapped it out with Zelda music, and there was no Zelda. Breath of the Wild did not exist at that time, and they were like, yeah, Zelda's okay, because that's not, like, let them, you know, it kind of like, it isn't important right now.
Right.
You know, Zelda is kind of still in this vague space.
Yeah.
But Star Fox did have a thing about to materialize, so they didn't want to kind of even bring it up. And seeing them think that far ahead was so crazy. So seeing them toy with it a little bit, and this was funny.
They're hyper aware of their fans' anticipation and reactions to all their announcements, even on a very minute level.
So they must have had a lot of meetings about that Animal Crossing gag.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
I'm sure they did.
Like, you think it's okay to play with them like this? But it's 30 seconds.
Yeah, not for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was funny for 30 seconds.
I thought that was a legitimately funny thing. Yeah. I thought that was like, hey, if you're... People have asked... Every Nintendo Direct, everyone goes, no Animal Crossing on Switch? Are you kidding me? The fact they were willing to play with that, mm-hmm. Nintendo rules. I love them. But I will say, I'm happy. I'm very happy that this week Garrett is not attending, because we can talk shit on Animal Crossing like for like the rest of the podcast.
It's funny, you know. I played the one New Leaf. I played that one.
Great! I thought this was gonna be I'm gonna get to hate on it.
You still can.
Did you beat it?
No. Can you beat that game?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I did not. I played it, and I did enjoy what I played. But I don't think you would think Garrett would be so fucking into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
He doesn't
come
off as that kind of guy. But he loves it. He fucking loves it.
Fuck. The dog sucks. The turnips. Do you get turnips?
Yeah. But you know.
Is that what it really is? That in there?
Yeah, but I get it. And this is the kind of game that I can't get sucked into, where you have to collect little fossils and you have to, like, have different fruits. And then, like, that's the kind of shit that, like, draws me in. So I get it. And I think this is going to be perfect on the Switch, where you can take it with you. It's like it's the best of both worlds.
So that's what I was going to say. I talk shit, but the Switch is the perfect system for that game. So I'm willing to, like, download it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, give it a shot.
Like, have it be something that's always on there, and I'll try it. So I think it's cool. I think that's cool. But I was personally a lot more excited about the other stuff that they said regarding Luigi's Mansion 3. We're getting on Switch. And it's funny, because I guarantee you there are a lot of people out there that are like, there's a 2?
Yeah, it was a 3DS game.
Nah. A lot of people didn't play it, but it was a great game. Two was a great game.
One was
a great game too.
If you go from console to portable, you can't. That doesn't work.
Hey,
it doesn't count.
Hey, you got American sensibilities.
Did they do that with Metroid 2?
Japan is 10 steps ahead of you. Metroid 2 was a Game Boy game.
That doesn't count.
And then 3 was Super Metroid on Super Nintendo. What's that?
Yeah, Mario Kart 7.
Yeah. And then Mario Kart 8 was a console game. Hey.
I don't like
it. Hey, Metal Gear Solid 5 has shit you need to know from Peace Walker, which was a PSP game.
Ugh.
So, hey, sorry. Bullshit. Hey, you gotta be up to snuff.
That's
But Luigi's Mansion, great game. And the fact there's a new one on Switch... It's just great. It's great. I was totally stoked. But what was really exciting to me, and I know it's not a new game per se, but all the Final Fantasy games that never came to Nintendo systems are coming to Switch. And I, for some reason, the completionist in me, the Final Fantasy like old fanboy in me, got so excited. You know, because to me, Final Fantasy was, in my childhood, was a Nintendo thing. Because I played all 1 through 6 were all on Nintendo systems. So when it went to PlayStation, it was like, what? And a lot of people jumped in on, like, Final Fantasy VII was their first one. And that started on PlayStation. So to them, Final Fantasy's always been a Sony thing. But to me, it was a Nintendo thing. And the fact that 7 onward is all coming to Nintendo.
What about 8?
Except 8 got left in the dust.
Why?
Because all of them are based on PC ports that they got. They're all like... remasters made from original PC ports that they had, and supposedly 8 was like broken, like it had like MIDI music and didn't work properly, and like there's a
still,
mess.
Yeah,
there.
You can still get it on
so
Steam.
So basically, but... too much work.
But I bet you they'll do it. It just doesn't sound like it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Soon, you know.
But the biggest one is they're porting 12 to Switch, which is cool because I was saying. I've said this before, like, I love World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy XIV, I love MMORPGs. 12 is like a single-player MMORPG. It has that same kind of, like, flow, like, you're leveling up your massive party characters, you can switch in and out, like, it's such a great self-contained game. And so
is
have
that the one with Captain Bash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, you gotta play it now.
Oh, that's true.
You have to. And when they ported that to PS, they finally, earlier this year, did that awesome HD remaster on PS4. I was like, this is so cool, but I just don't have time to sit at home and play it. And now that it's on the Switch, oh my god, like, I'm gonna play
it. And
it
has the fast forward feature.
Yeah! It's so awesome. Really, that's cool. Great for grinding and all that stuff.
One thing I'm really excited for, like, Final Fight is one of my favorite games of all time. Capcom announced, like, a beat-em-up collection.
Yeah.
It has Final Fight, Captain Commando, a bunch of, like, other, like, niche beat-em-ups. But what's cool is they didn't just do, like, oh, Final Fight remake, Captain Commando remake. It's a bunch of games in one package.
Yeah.
So that's coming to Switch as well as, like, PS4, I think, like, Xbox One and PC.
Yeah.
But Final Fight is, like, one of my favorite games of all time. So it's, like,
hell yes.
I guess I'll have it just so it's always on the Switch. Like, that's really cool.
I think that's great.
Yeah, because that game's great. It needs to be accessible.
Now, so they talked about all that stuff. There was some other fun stuff, too. I mean, I'm in the new Yoshi game. I'm in. Like, you got the Yoshi platformers they put out, and they're all made out of physical shit. Yeah, you got me. You got me. The big thing was they discussed their online plan that starts the 18th. Now, we already...
What's that today?
Oh, no, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
When this podcast
holy
goes
shit
up.
Yes.
Dude.
Oh, my
so,
God.
We knew about this for a while.
We had new internet.
They're gonna flip over to a paid online thing. $20 for a year, which is not bad.
That's not bad.
And you're going to get games, free games every month... That old NES games that they've added online features to, like online multiplayer, things like that. I gotta say, now that they're showing it, I mean, honestly, it has a cloud save feature too. I would pay the $20 a year just to have the cloud saving. So I'm gonna do this. But
wait, hold on, cloud saving. So what would that enable you to
it
do?
It would they save it remotely, so if anything ever happened to your Switch or...
Oh, so if you get a new Switch or later system?
It's all backed up to there. Nintendo.
Or if you have multiple...
Wait, you download your Switch.
We're talking about that, like, if Breath of the Wild got deleted for some reason, I've spent so much time on this.
I was just talking about it the other day. Kevin and I went to Knott's the other day.
Yeah.
And when I went through, I brought my backpack through security, I didn't realize I had my Switch on me and it fell out on my bag. And it was like, and in my head, I just thought, you know, it would suck if my Switch broke, but I could buy another Switch. But I have a 200-hour save of Zelda that isn't backed up anywhere. like, I would fucking...
You'd be done with the game.
I'd be done with my life.
How often do you want to revisit a game from 5 years ago? Like, I had so much fun playing that. You go back in, it's like level one. You're like, fuck no.
Yeah, not doing it. But that is the one game that in my life currently that I will continually revisit and do more shit. No, I wouldn't after that. But anyway, so cloud saving is included. I think it's a good deal for $20 for a year. My only thing is I want to play old Nintendo games on my Switch. I want NES, Super NES, N64. I want all that. And it's just NES games. And they showed, yeah, check it out. You're going to get 3 new NES games every month. And it's like Solomon's Key.
Fuck yeah.
If this is what's replacing the virtual console,
Solomon's
like
Key.
The virtual console was cool.
That put a pit in my stomach.
I didn't even know I wanted Solomon's Key till you announced it.
$20 a year.
Yeah, $20 a year is fine.
But I think the issue is that they're milking the NES games for so much. I mean, 30 years now.
Yeah,
and then they're kind of novelty. Like, I don't want to spend hours playing them. They're fun, but they're novelty. Now, I will say, to be fair, they are adding online play to shit, and that's going to be fun. There's going to be online play for River City Ransom. That's going to be fun.
That'd be great.
That's going to be rad. That hockey game, that NES hockey game.
One of the best games of all time.
It's going to have online play.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking awesome.
Put Dodgeball on there if you can.
I think they are. I think they showed it.
So that is all going to be rad. Don't get me wrong. But they want to do this a little different. They almost want it to be like, it seems like a Netflix of games. And I'm for that idea. That sounds cool. But I'm just throwing this out there, and I've seen other people say the same thing. I would even pay more if they could just throw all the systems on there, not just 3 NES games a month.
Right.
I would pay more if I could have, hey, all the systems, a few different new games every month. That's just me. I was a little bummed by that.
You know, maybe that's in the future. Maybe that's
premium. Yeah. If this is silver.
You can't just blow your whole load all at once.
We'll see. That's expensive.
Yeah. You know, they got to test it out.
We'll see. Work into that.
So,
but I'm curious what everyone at home thinks.
It's weird that they didn't have this ready when the Switch came out because now it's like, oh, Splatoon. Yeah, you can keep playing that, but it's not going to be the same if you don't give us that $20.
It was weird that they were like, okay, well, after this week, got to pay to play that online. But to be fair, they said that.
Yeah, they gave it
at the beginning.
They did. But it's still fucking weird.
It is odd.
Game that I bought is not going to be working so well anymore until I buy this next thing. It's a little shitty for Nintendo to do.
It is a little weird.
That should be grandfathered in, but that one still works. I don't know how you do that. That's my problem. I think it's
going to take like an armed revolution to put an end to this nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I do feel like $20 a year is like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
With all the extra shit.
No, that's okay. If it was a month, I'd be pissed.
Talking revolution.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll join you.
Revolution starts here. You know, this is the beginning. This is night one.
This is the gamers' revolution.
The gamers' revolution. All this non-physical copy bullshit streaming.
DRM.
Now you own it. Now you don't. Bullshit. Now you got to pay $20 more a year. Bullshit. And then we can only take so much before we push back.
Yeah, the gamers will rise. I hope you know.
Yeah.
Kevin says that to me all the time.
He does.
Kevin says...
He whispers it to himself.
He invites us to Call of Duty lobbies.
I don't know. I'm glad he doesn't have a mic right now. Yeah.
I go into the bathroom. I hear him in the next stall just sitting there muttering.
Gamers are going to rise up.
I keep going,
hey, Kevin, what's that noise? What's all those noise I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Because I'm outside the bathroom. Yeah. Like that? Mm-hmm.
My ass farting.
And he said, my ass farting. Jesus. But that's not what it was.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anyway, speaking of DR, digital, now you own it, now you don't, which should have been the title of now You See Me 3. Now you own it, now you don't. Someone uses magic to take everyone's digital copy.
He's deleting shit. Is this about iTunes?
Yes.
I heard about this.
Like 3 movies disappeared from iTunes or got removed, and people who own them not only lost access to get them again, but like it was deleted from their hard drive.
Whoa.
I mean, they were like,
What movies were they?
These aren't rentals. These are like I bought a digital copy and now it's gone.
Yeah, they reached out to iTunes, and iTunes was like, we could not distribute those films. there was a major issue. But don't worry, here's
free rentals.
Some free rentals. And
what?
There was a real testament this week to buying physically. Because, man, all these people who are still like hoarding physical media were like, see? See? I don't know what they were.
If you can't distribute. Maybe
I heard it was iTunes in Canada. That it hasn't affected Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yet. Yeah. It's testing it out in Canada. Yeah. Where they're much more polite.
Yeah.
This is a video.
Notorious.
I'm cooking up something right now. But that's so fucking shitty. Don't distribute it then. You don't sell it. Take it off the store. But why are you taking it off my fucking hard drive? That's crazy.
To me, it's already been sold. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Why do they delete it?
You guys raise a really good point. Apple's defense is we're basically like a storefront. If the distribution company, the movie company, says we can't sell these movies, we can't sell the movies.
Yeah.
That was their defense.
Sure.
You guys make the point of like, yeah, but it was already on my hard drive.
Yeah, I bought the movie.
I'm not buying it tomorrow. I bought it when you could sell
it. Yeah, you already got
it. So what did I buy?
Well, this was the whole thing that came up with. Didn't this happen with Kindle? Like,
oh, maybe it
Kindle
did.
There was a copy of 1984 that was sold.
It was sold without
permission, and so they went, oh, they didn't have the rights to sell that, so they took it off everyone's Kindle, and it's like, mom.
The irony there is beautiful.
I paid for that. Yeah,
what's funny too? Funny here translates into really fucked up. Is that Apple also said, you know, our ability, I believe the quote was, our ability to issue a refund diminishes over time, so.
What? What does that mean?
We can't give you your money back.
It's like a riddle. It's like a prophecy.
Hi, it's me, Payless. Rocco, those shoes, unfortunately, we can't sell those shoes anymore. So I need those fucking shoes back.
Yeah, take them off.
Sorry.
Can I have my money
take
back?
Take them off your feet. No, no, no. But here's a rental pair of sneakers you can wear.
Here's some bowling shoes.
You can wear them for a day. Here's some bowling shoes.
That's basically we spent the money, but we need the movie back. So sorry.
Oh,
here's a free rental.
Oh my God. A free rental.
So,
there you go.
Think about buying physical, maybe. If it's something you really care about, think about buying physical.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is so fucking shitty to say, but I'm so fucking lazy. I've been watching News Radio lately, which I fucking love that show.
You say fuck a lot.
I know.
Gotta stay cool.
That is lazy.
You're the guy with the most kids and the dirtiest mouth.
Yeah.
How am I so clean yet so kidless?
I don't know. So,
you're not edgy enough.
Good question.
To have sex.
Yeah, you're not cool enough.
That's ladies, so girls so like bad. It when you say,
oh, he's a bad boy.
I'm
sorry. Fuck a lot.
I don't want to be mean, but.
No, you're right. I got
to
work on that.
Answer to the question.
I got to work on that. A lot of anger here.
I was talking about Rocco not being edgy enough to have sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. So, my point. I lost my point. God damn it, Derek.
You say fuck a lot.
No, that wasn't my point.
No, I'm sad.
You're watching News Radio.
Physical media.
You were fucking watching.
Fucking watching news.
Phil Hartman's fucking dead.
Phil Hartman and the fucking dick. So I'm watching the show, and it's on Crackle. Who fucking cares?
There it is. There you go.
About Crackle. there's commercials during
fucking
the thing.
Fuck
I own every season of this fucking show. And I won't go get the DVD to put it in because I don't want to. So I watch these commercials that are misery.
Fucking misery.
Get up and get the disc. There's
57 fucks in this fucked up podcast.
On Crackle, you only have a choice of one season. So all I watch is season 3 of News Radio.
Fucking season.
That's the best fucking one.
That is a good fucking season.
Hey, real talk. I've been rewatching Lost. We went to a me, Kevin, and Brian went to a Lost. They did another like Lost Symphony concert thing last night. And I knew it was coming for months, so I was like, you know what? In the spirit, I'm gonna rewatch the show. I have been
hating it.
I didn't realize it was bad. I've been watching the Blu-ray box set.
Nice.
It's on Hulu, and I have Hulu. And I went, no, you know what? I'm cracking open the box set, and I just want to reiterate in case you didn't know. And this is another thing another point for physical media. The Blu-rays look so much better than
streaming.
Streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming looks good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it looks like shit.
Yeah.
But the Blu-rays, are so much less compressed.
Right.
And I'm playing them on a big TV just like, oh my God, the show looks so good. So if there's a show you really love, Get up and put the disc in. Now, news radio, here's the thing. It's not in HD.
No, who cares?
Right? It really, a stream versus a DVD is not going to be that different. But you know, if it's a show I like, I'm getting the disc.
I think it's a matter of, because some people don't care. Some people don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pop stuff on. I just want stuff in the background.
Depends on how much you care. Laptop. Yeah, exactly.
But every once in a while, you're in a mood to treat yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You put on the 7.1 surround sound. Right. You put on the lossless, and you just sit there, nice comfy chair, and you just get immersed.
That's
in the
exactly
experience.
What I've been doing with Lost, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, that is true. I should just put, but no, I should just put the disc in, honestly. I will. In the future.
Game of Thrones is like starting to get, like, season one is getting a 4K box set.
Really?
Like, that's one of the first shows. Westworld got one, mm-hmm. and now Game of Thrones is getting a legit 4K. So that's
runner up.
That's going to look insane. Yeah, always in second place.
Well, are there commercials? Can we get commercials on that?
Yeah, 4K commercials.
You know, here another thing about the commercials, really quick.
HBO commercials.
They tell you how many commercials are coming up. So, okay, 4 commercials. Okay, fine. But it's the same commercial 4 times. Why?
What?
Why do they do this to
you?
You just keep watching on Crackle or Hulu, even.
Yeah.
They do that where it's like, same commercial.
Hey, I have noticed that too, and I feel like that is detrimental to the product because I start to resent that one commercial.
Absolutely.
Because it's like Chinese water torture. It's like, I fucking get it. Fucking Pringles. Fuck off!
And I think what that is, you know, they sell ads differently than TV, and I think what they are online is those are ad spots they didn't fill from other things, you know.
Who's buying so ads it's off just, of Crackle?
You know, because they have algorithms that run all that shit, and so maybe they couldn't get another 3 that would apply to you, so they just run the same one.
It's all
times.
Political ads right now. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I did not use Hulu until they offered the ad-free option. I will not, if I'm paying for something, I refuse ads.
If it
has ads, I cannot.
How much more is it for
it.
The ad-free version?
I mean, I'm paying 12, so I don't know what that is.
Oh,
bucks
I think I'm paying like 8.
$4. Yeah, $4 a month.
$4 a
four
month.
$4 more. I can spare it but, to not go crazy.
No, that's a whole Starbucks drink.
I don't drink at Starbucks. I make my own coffee.
Oh,
there
so
you go. So you got
afford it.
It.
You got the money to wipe your ass with.
Yeah. But I'm wiping my ass with that money. Ah.
Let me just, by the way, another classic fight I was witness to once in the air. We were flying somewhere once. This is, you know, every now and then there's a classic Derek and Sean fight. Every now and
you
then
tell
you
tell the
get,
story, I'll do sound effects.
You get a classic.
We were in the air.
And I'll try to remember.
And this might be one of my favorite. The more pointless, the better.
We're in the airplane.
Can we get a song, please? But we're on the airplane.
Okay.
This is the captain speaking. We'll be landing
It was
soon.
Like across the – I think it was the Florida. So long flight from California
hours.
To
Florida. We're going to be landing in Florida in about 20 minutes. Put your seat trays and tables
it was
up.
It was the beginning. It was a six-hour flight.
Oh, shit.
And they had Wi-Fi. And it was
don't forget
like,
to check out our Wi-Fi.
It was $8 for Wi-Fi. Yeah.
$8 for the six-hour fucking flight.
They announced it. Immediately, I hear Sean's voice pierce the cabin with – fuck that! No. And then I hear...
I'm sitting in the row in front of him.
And then I hear a voice that sounds like the dulcet tones of Derek Acosta. I hear, breaks down to $1.25 an hour. Think I can spare it?
Yep.
Fuck that!
And no. Sean's response, even if it cost 1 cent, I wouldn't fucking pay it. It should be free.
That's true.
And I was watching movies on my iPad the whole flight, and Sean was sitting there staring out the window.
And then Sean was going, I tried to drink NyQuil before the flight, but I'm still awake, and I'm going crazy.
That was a different flight.
You have the worst flight experiences. You don't buy Wi-Fi, and then you take all these weird drugs that make you fucking hallucinate.
He really did.
I had strep throat.
It was a different flight, but Sean really did do that.
Way over the recommended dosage of NyQuil.
You're never able to sleep on a flight.
On a flight.
So Sean is like, no, this one I'm fucking sleeping. I'm taking NyQuil.
Guess what? The guy who can never sleep didn't fall asleep.
Yeah,
but I was just hallucinating.
Yeah, Sean is like, the NyQuil didn't work, and I'm going crazy.
Oh, God. It's like the flight attendant would come up and ask if you want a drink, and he's not asleep, but he's not responding.
But he's not awake.
Because he's just fucking hallucinating.
I've had multiple times on a flight where I'm the the sole person awake on the plane. And the flight attendants come talk to me because they have nothing else to do. Wow. On my way back from my honeymoon, the lady was like, all we have is Mr. Popper's Penguins. I try to look for another video for you, but I can put that back on for you if you want.
It's 4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m.
You're watching Mr. Popper's Penguins.
You want to replay Mr. Popper's 30, Penguins?
30,000 feet in the air.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. We're going to take a moment here to thank our sponsor. It's not the Wi-Fi company. It's not the airline company. It's Mega 64. That's right.
Oh,
if you like us, if you like what we do, and you like good threads, and you like tight media that is physical, but none of this digital stuff.
Actually, you know, we might go digital in the future, so don't trash
it. Don't trash it
don't
too
talk
hard.
Shit.
Right. Well, I'm just saying today.
Okay, today.
All right.
Tomorrow's different.
Like Harrison Ford. But today he's alive. Tomorrow we don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. All right. We're like Harrison Ford. Today we have a physical Blu-ray box set. Tomorrow maybe it'll be digital,
maybe
but
we'll
today
be dead.
It's physical.
Yeah,
yeah, and I may be dead. That's you know, people misspell my name on Twitter and it's fine, retweet it. But anyway, shop.mega64.com is the place to go to get Mega 64 goods. And I got a surprise for everyone watching right now. There's something I want to bring up and discuss and talk about. Just real briefly. We came to a crossroads recently. This was a very difficult time because a lot of people... we had an exclusive item last year that we sold exclusively at conventions. And then on Black Friday, we had it too. It was our pink Neuro Elite sweatshirt that Mariel did the artwork for.
Right.
It was meant to be retired last year. Mm-hmm. And we never stopped getting emails about it. Like, I saw Barbara from Rooster Teeth wear this. Where can I get it? I saw this actor from the CW wear it. Where do I get that? No joke. These are real emails we got.
Right.
And it was like, okay, so we put them on sale for Mega 64 Day. Like, hey, we're going to print them one more time. Done. It hasn't stopped. People want this pink sweatshirt all the time. So we had a difficult decision, and I hope, you know, everyone's okay with this, but we're putting it up again. It's on sale right now. It's up for pre-order. Mm. We're going to put it up for pre-order again, the NeuroElite sweatshirt.
We didn't want to sell it.
It just keeps happening.
We didn't want to put it in the store.
I think, well, this is my theory. If you wanted the exclusive, you had it for over a year. No one else could fucking get it. No one else could get it.
Yeah.
That's now, what exclusive means.
And now the world can get it. You had your early access pass.
Seriously, it blows my mind. The demand for it keeps happening. So we put that up for pre-order and then...
we've decided to cancel the exclusivity.
And then some
here's
other...
a rental.
You know, some people already have it.
Exclusive to Mega 64 fans.
Yeah,
still.
There you go. Maybe some people want something new. Well, in fitting with the season and kind of the time coming up, Derek kind of produced a new shirt that hasn't been available ever before today.
Also a form of exclusivity.
And
think about it.
The Dia de los Mega 64 shirt is available for pre-order right now.
That's
and
right.
No one's, and that's never been available before, so you get something new.
Yeah, look at that. If your favorite movie is Coco, if you like to honor the dead relatives, you know, pick up a... actually, forget all that stuff. Cancel that tradition. You have a new tradition, wearing this shirt every day.
Yeah.
Dia de los Mega 64. I actually got the idea buying a burrito here in San Diego. I was at, I'll give him a shout out, Sombreros. And they had a shirt that said Dia de los Burritos. And I thought,
oh, that's cute.
There's something to that right there.
There you go. But yeah, I dig that shirt. And again, if you miss the sweatshirt, that's up too.
Yeah.
We'll do the pre-orders. We'll probably have them up for a week, probably like a week from now.
Yes. And, you know, Dia de los Muertos is coming up soon. Tis the season, as Rocco said.
Yeah.
So we are right on time. Pick one up. Wear it all throughout October, November. Be styling. Everybody's going to wonder where you got that hot shirt. And you could tell them. Shop.mega64.com.
Okay. So now everyone, you know, we talked a second ago during that whole plug. We got a lot of support. Everyone loved us. Everyone always loves us. It's great. Now I'm going to say something that's going to make the people hate.
Oh, what? My God.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You start
I said
with love,
this,
you end with
I
hate.
Said this the other day, and people said, I have nothing but hate for you. So I'm going to say it again, and I welcome it. I never thought I would say it, but fuck, I enjoyed the new Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
Now man, that was getting ripped to shreds online. I did not know. It was one of those movies. We talked about this before. There's certain movies that you see, and then you experience a certain thing, and then when you leave the theater, it's like, whoa, no one else really...
Yeah, I looked online after. So the current The Predator has 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. Predators has 67% or something like that.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was miserable.
I said this even
movie.
Before going into it. Well, one, we saw it with MoviePass. It was free. So already like, sure. Like, no expectations.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with like fucking mode. Yeah.
But Shane Black directed it. He did The Nice Guys. He wrote, you know, Lethal Weapon. Like, he's a fucking cool dude. He, like, all his shit's really good.
Yeah.
But right before we went to the theater, I saw Fred Dekker co-wrote the screenplay. Yeah. Fred Dekker directed Night of the Creeps, and he did Monster Squad with Shane Black.
Oh,
so it's like, oh, they worked on it, and sure enough, The Predator feels exactly like
that movie,
a cheesy, campy 80s movie.
That movie
in a good way.
Reeked of goofy-ass 80s sequel. Mm-hmm. And now here's the thing. I kept reading, it's a mess. It's some parts are a little incoherent. Some parts are fucking weird. I don't even disagree with any of that. But I had a fucking great time.
Yeah.
It was, by default, it worked to me better than any other Predator sequel because it wasn't trying to be the fucking first movie. It wasn't trying to be that. And I thought the humor in it was funny, funny.
Trademark Shane Black.
And it's weird because that was another thing I read too, was that why is this movie so funny? Like, why is it not serious? You got to watch the first Predator again, man. Like, that is, I mean... The climactic moment of the movie is paired with "Yo, one ugly motherfucker." I mean,
that's badass.
But this movie was what I appreciated about it the most was that it brought back vulnerable fuck up characters. They were not space marines or like we got to get the fucking marine. You know, I always talk about that, like Jurassic World and shit. We got to get the fucking marines in here to get this shit done.
Yeah,
there's none of that stuff. Everyone in the movie fucked up. Like, they're all
who are the guys
misfits.
In the movie? I know there's a new Predators movie. I know nothing about it. Are the guys?
So, like, there's the main character who witnesses something, and then he's kind of thrown in with these, like, reject group of, like, army dudes, PTSDs, mental fuck-up cases, whatever. So in that gang, you have Thomas Jane, who is, like, probably the funniest in that movie. Thomas Jane plays a dude with Tourette's. Keegan-Michael Key plays kind of the smart aleck, jokey guy. And then you have, like, two other actors. I forget who they are, but, like...
The one dude is from Moonlight, wasn't he?
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
So
and he shot himself in the head.
They're
Like they're all guys who have been discharged.
Yeah. They're like ex army guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in the jungle?
No.
First like half of the movie takes place like in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Which again makes it feel like Monster Squad. Oh, but again, you get these like loser army dudes. The way they engage, it's like they're fucking teenagers. Like making dick jokes and it's just like it's so scrappy and like it gets very lighthearted
but
to
it,
watch.
But it kind of it had a great side to it where it's like no one kind of wants them.
Yeah.
But they end up having to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so much more even as fucked up or like goofy and whatever as some of the movie was. I still to me it was outweighed by like there was something endearing about that versus it being. Fucking Marines come in with a big fucking gun and take them fucking out. You know what I mean? Like, even though there was a lot of goofy shit in this movie, I still appreciated that.
Yeah,
you know? I had a great time.
It was fun.
I would say the only thing that I actually walked away thinking that was really fucking unfortunate is that there are a couple Predators in this movie, and one is practical, real good monster effects, and one is a CG mess.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, like, the last third is entertaining, but it's, like, purely CGI,
yeah, there's a lot of CG
and
shit.
My brain just turns off, whatever.
It reeked of... There was definitely some studio meddling. So
yeah.
I'm not by any means saying this movie was, like...
It's anything, I think, but. Like, ultimately... Shane Black had to make a franchise film. And with that, there's ceilings. Like, it has to be global so everyone can enjoy it. You're not going to get super, like, nuanced stuff. So the last third it turns into, let's just do the first part. They're in the fucking jungle. But the first two-thirds is, like, pretty fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hey, and again, MoviePass worked. So, whoa, what happened there?
That's amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was the miracle to me of the whole thing. Maybe that's why I'm skewed here.
Yeah,
because
again,
I
paid for free. Yeah.
I was just elated that the thing I paid for worked.
I saw on Thursday, I saw Mandy. Derek, I think it's a movie you might dig. Mandy is like a heavy metal fantasy horror film. It's basically a vengeance thriller, like Death Wish or anything like that. It's Nicolas Cage, but it's directed by the guy who did Beyond the Black Rainbow, and it's very much psychedelic. The whole thing is drenched in like neon, and it's about Nicolas Cage getting revenge for his wife's death against like an LSD cult. Hmm. It takes place in like the 80s. It has like a Stephen King vibe to it. Like, it's supernatural. It feels like a series of boss fights. It's Nick Cage going up these giant, like, supernatural, like, freaks. Very much like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, it's a gleeful midnight movie, like Evil Dead or something. Like,
that's cool.
It's on VOD. Now, it's pretty cool.
I really didn't enjoy
really?
Black Rainbow.
Oh, that one. Okay, I thought you said, yeah.
How is this? Is it similar in tone?
So, I hadn't seen Beyond the Black Rainbow, but all I heard was like, yo, visuals are really cool. As I was watching Manny, I was like, man, this movie's really cool. This kind of reminds me of like, oh yeah, there's a movie Beyond the Black Rainbow. And then after I found out it was the same filmmaker. So I heard with Beyond the Black Rainbow, it has cool visuals, but nothing like coherent, no plot or anything. Yeah, but with Mandy,
basically,
it has, the first half is kind of tender and it's this world building and it's kind of slow. And then the second half is just a fucking nonstop ride. And then other critics I saw said like, okay, I'm glad that this guy found an outlet to like actually use his like unique skills. So if Beyond the Black Rainbow was practice, and yeah, Mandy was cool. It's on VOD. It's a fun movie. Like, I think good for like the Halloween season too. It's like gory. There's practical effects in this. Cause again, it's an homage to older horror films. It's a fun fucking cool movie. That's like a kind of movie to see with a group of friends. So yeah, both Mandy was really good. Predator was good. But, hey, two fun movies.
I had not seen a trailer before for that new Halloween.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I kind of like dug what I saw, like that. Just that trailer, I was like, "Oh, I kind of like how this is shot." I'm not really like super in tune with the Halloween franchise. I think I saw the first one a million years ago. Three, I love. I'll say that. Yeah, but sure.
It kind of seemed. I forget. It's been a while since I saw the trailer, but it kind of was like they were forgetting, like ignore every other Halloween but the first one. It's kind of what the impression
I think
that
so.
I got from that.
I think so, but it's made by like the people who did like Vice Principals.
Yeah,
shit.
So it's
like
David Gordon Green, Danny McBride, and Jody Hill. So the same like creative team behind Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals. So that's why I'm looking forward to it. I don't have high expectations, but Dan McBride is a huge Stephen King fan, and like John Carpenter like gave his blessings. Jamie Lee Curtis gave her blessing. I mean, she's in it.
She's
so.
In it, yeah.
It might be cool. Again,
everybody who stood to make money gave their
hell
blessings.
Hell yeah. So. Yeah, we're Warner Brothers, fucking go for it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I loved Vice Principals. They've been on a hot streak, so we'll see how this goes. Although the same team also did Your Highness, so which I heard was bad. But I didn't
oh,
see that either.
Oh, God.
So,
no.
Yeah, the fact that a bunch of comedy geniuses are making a horror movie could go either way.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Sure, like,
but
it's like when Sean bought a sandwich in Seattle and asked for a BLT. And the guy at the sandwich place stared at him for 2 minutes after asking for it in silence and then went, sorry, man, I just smoked the bowl. You're going to have to repeat that order. And then so Sean asked again. And then when he walked away, Sean said, that's either going to be the worst sandwich I've ever had or the best. You know what I mean? And we're kind of in that spot with Halloween.
I've had dreams about it because it was literally the best sandwich I've ever had.
There you have it. So Halloween could
be
good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
Your Highness has one of the best dick jokes. That's what
Jared
Thorbon is saying right now. It has one of the best dick jokes, to be honest. Jared, what was the dick joke? We're going to wait. I want him to type it in the chat.
I would actually love a breakdown of top 10 dick jokes of all time.
What are the best dick jokes in it? Hey,
we'll start with Your Highness, but give me a little history here. What are the runner-ups?
Hey, I'm if we're talking dick jokes, I'm going to say one of them. It got a lot of articles written about it, but it's not from a movie. It's from a TV show.
Okay.
Silicon Valley, a couple seasons ago.
The,
do you remember that?
The Furious Masturbation
They made
algorithm?
Some joke about... Someone makes a joke about jerking each other off.
Oh, that killed me.
And then one of the nerds... Like, they're all nerds.
Yeah.
They start working it off mathematically on the board. Jerking each other off. You would have to have everyone in a theater going like this.
Standing,
yeah, but what if you...
Side by side.
And they elaborate on it like 10 minutes longer than it needed to go on.
Yeah.
And it starts becoming really funny.
But
so
yeah,
that was up
but
there.
But they did like real math equations.
Oh, it's great.
Out,
like, and like mathematicians were coming out and being like, their math is sound.
Yeah, that's good. I remember
good.
Scary Movie 2.
Ooh.
One of the Wayans brothers thinks he hears something next door and he puts his ear to a hole and a little dick comes out.
Oh,
and
no.
Tickles him.
Tickles him, but stabs. He actually gets murdered with a dick to the brain. So that's also kind of intellectual. It uses brain power in a way. So Those are my top two.
Oh, Kevin, you just saw Clerks for the first time.
Whoa.
So Kevin got to see My Girlfriend Sucked 37 Dicks in a row. And then when she walks to the parking lot, yeah. He goes, "Try not to suck any dick on the way to your car." And then a dude gets up to follow her and he goes, "Get back here." So there you go.
I like in Beavis and Butthead when one of them hears the word Microsoft and they start laughing. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a real quiet joke, but I like that one.
I just thought of number one. Sorry, Jared. You know, what? Whatever yours is. Number one, the Activision keynote with Jamie Kennedy. Hey, so you work for Neversoft? Yeah. So that mean you guys are walking around with hard-ons all day? Yep. No, it's not.
That is a good dick joke.
This side got that joke.
It's getting around.
Can I do the rest of the interview as Ozzy Osbourne? Aren't you doing that already? Yeah! Hey, your crowd's not supposed to be on my side.
Fuck, dude. That...
Okay, we get it. The dude was on drugs.
Was he, though?
Get over it.
Was he? I've been listening to a couple more podcasts since I can't talk about movies, but...
Our podcast?
Yeah, and it's fucking great. If you want a second-tier podcast, though, I would check out Dr. Death is really good.
That's scary.
Every time... Hey, let me just say this.
Horrifying.
I got to chime in. I'm sorry. But every podcast...
I just got kind of a heart.
Every podcast Sean recommends is progressively darker and more murder porn than the last one.
Now, I...
Like, each one, it's like, hey... Rocco, I know you might not like it. I'm listening to... Everything I Kill Radio, and it's great.
Like, it's like, last week I started listening to this show called The Stalkers. It's pretty interesting. And then the week after that, it's like, yeah, I'm listening to I Fuck Everything I Kill.
Okay.
A little bit darker than
I listen to The Choke and Fuck Weekly, and it's good.
If you want... Real talk. I have taken it back from the Case File true crime stuff a little bit because it was getting to the point where I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
It brought me down.
Yeah.
It was too much. And it was like
this
all
whole podcast
and...
you've been talking about death and how
and the everyone, word fuck.
And how everybody needs to die and fucking
well,
this.
This is more like a news story podcast about a guy who does kill people, but he's a surgeon. And they're trying to figure out, like, did he do this on purpose? Or is he just so fucking incompetent?
Is it, like, a real story?
Yeah, it's a real story. And it's, like, you get interviews from people who he operated on. Some people are quadriplegic now. Some people are, like, super fucked up. One guy talks like this because he fucked and cut through his vocal cord. So it's all crazy. It is interesting.
You should listen to, like, Napoleon Hill. It's kind of the same thing, but...
Or Napoleon Dynamite.
I'll check that out.
Eat the ham.
Yeah. And then listened to a podcast called The Thread, and that is really interesting too. So
that's a history podcast, right?
It is, and it kind of takes something to modern day, and then it goes back and like you kind of see how things started, and it's really interesting how they do it.
That's
kind of like butterfly effect.
Okay, that's cool.
Event, you may not have thought about it, but it actually inspired this event.
But they don't all inspire murders.
Yeah,
though.
Led to this thing happening,
well,
which brought around... The Rubik's Cube.
This one starts with like the Me Too movement and how it goes back to of old Hollywood.
Okay, so who's really to blame?
I guess it was this.
Who's the main?
Nothing
it's a trend. Basically, what it says at the end was like, yeah, this has been going on forever and it's terrible.
But who's the main guy?
Clark Gable.
Whoa!
Fuck that guy.
Uh-oh.
That guy is a creep.
So
Clark Gable sucks. I didn't know anything about him really.
Actually, goes all the way back to Clark Gable.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
It kind of there's a whole episode about Hugh Hefner and about Playboy. About then before that, it's Marilyn Monroe. It's really interesting. Interesting. And I
but Clark fucking Gable.
That guy sucks.
We gotta get that guy. Is he still alive?
You know what?
Is he retired or what's the latest with him?
They asked him for a statement, and he said, "You know what? Frankly, media, I don't give a damn."
Hell yeah.
Clark Gable died in the 60s.
Oh.
Good.
Okay. So
almost got him.
Hippie got him. Huh?
Well, in 2018, I don't like him.
Reboot him.
Can we reboot Clark Gable?
So again,
let's do a Clark
Dr.
Gable
Death
hologram
and The Thread.
And then like
two good podcasts.
Kill it.
Hunt
we'll
it.
Let Sean kill it because he knows how to kill stuff apparently.
Yeah, he's studied.
I stopped listening to Case File because it was too depressing.
Sean, real question.
Yeah.
Could you get away with murder?
No.
Why not?
I'm not smart enough.
What?
And I would never kill someone.
No, that's step one. I know you would never kill somebody, obviously. But if you did kill somebody, could you get away with it?
No. You wouldn't know enough to do that?
Why?
You could be like Ted Bundy and escape from prison.
You know, I feel like if I was in the 70s,
what
and
would
like
your plan
before,
be?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, kill someone, no fucking problem.
What would your plan? Okay, the year is 1975. Oh. Sean Chatfield has just murdered somebody. Here's what happens next.
I don't know. You honestly, at that point, you leave a body somewhere, and they don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
Because there's no forensic testing. It's like, well, there's a dead person. He was clearly stabbed. That's all we got.
Dumbasses.
That's all they got
one.
Now. But now, you mean, you lose an eyelash. You're screwed.
Really?
You're fucked.
Yeah. So. Remember in The Sopranos when they went over to Italy, they had the woman that was the boss over there. When she had somebody clipping her fingernails, and they were collecting all the she was personally like disposing of all that because you can't even leave one thing.
Yeah,
might leave a fingernail on the scene of a crime.
Yeah. So.
I feel like there was more stuff.
Last nugget, you guys. Did we talk about? You guys put out the Johnny Nutmeg behind the scenes.
We did. We had
outtakes, right?
Yeah,
it was outtakes.
There you go.
Basically, just little improvised moments that weren't included in our Disgaea video that we did. The original video was. We had the structure, but it was largely improv on the scene, and so these are just improvised moments. If you haven't checked it out. Check it out on our channel. The outtakes just went up. And, you get a little more Johnny Nutmeg, a little more Ted Cruz. Not a lot more Prinny. But just wait. You may see more Prinny.
Hold your horses.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's end the official show, but I'm down to do an after show if you guys are.
Yeah, sure. Real fast, I want to plug. I did my Twitch stream every Friday, Last Game Standing. We did an hour of Donkey Kong Country, and that was really fucking fun.
I love that game.
I hadn't played Donkey Kong Country 1 since I was like a kid. Apparently, it's a popular game. We had like so many people in the chat like giving me advice. I learned something new about Diddy Kong. You can roll off a ledge and then jump midair.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I never knew that.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Next level.
Yeah.
You've leveled up.
So tune in next week for more Donkey Kong Country.
And then I wasn't there, but Brian, you were there for the PPS.
Oh, yeah. I was there. We actually finished the Metal Gear Summer Stream down there. This week on the PPS.
Nice. You finished it?
Yep. We beat Metal Gear. It took some time. I tried to coach Garrett as best as I could, but as somebody in the chat said, Brian is doing an excellent job of coaching Garrett, and Garrett is doing the exact opposite of everything Brian's saying.
Mm-hmm. So, this sounds stream. Like... Garrett.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you beat it. Because if you had to do it again next summer, that would have sucked. So, thank God.
I saw it too next summer.
Thank God.
Do the best.
All right. That'll wrap it up for today, I believe. Thank you for watching, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more hilarious fucking laughs. Sean, you want to give us a real sign off?
I promise, on the next podcast, I will not say fuck one time.
Or bring up death. Or wear sunglasses and a hat.
I will have all those things will happen on the next podcast. I promise.
Damn. Tune in.
Good night.